Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Hey, this is Mark, and before we start this episode, I have some very important business to handle here. A very big milestone is rapidly approaching the Entree Architect podcast. If you look at the number of this episode you're listening to, you'll know where I'm going. Episode 100 is only a few weeks away, and I want to make that episode the best one of all of them. So here's my idea. On episode 100, I want to feature the best guest yet. I want to feature you, the Entree Architect community. So here's my idea. Click on your voice memo app. On the iPhone, you'll find the voice memo app in the utilities group with your calculator and your compass. And if you have an Android, you're on your own. I don't know where you find it, but I know it's there. So click on that app, hold the phone up to your mouth like you're speaking on the telephone in order to ensure a nice, crisp, clean recording, and record your answer to this simple question. What is the one thing that you did this year to improve your business, your leadership, or your life? Share what you know. I want you to share what you know. Share one tip, one technique, one system, or suggestion that made your world a little bit better this year. Record your answer to this question. What is the one thing that you did this year to improve your business, your leadership, or your life? And send that audio file to me by email at support@entrearchitect.com. And if you do this right now, before you start listening to this episode, episode 100 will be the best one yet. And I've already received a whole pile of files. So if you sent me a file, thank you, thank you, thank you for contributing and giving back to the Entree Architect community. If you haven't yet sent me a file and you want to, and you should, and you know who you are, please do it today. It would mean so much to me. It'll be such a great episode. It's not hard to do. Just push the button, share what you know, and send it to support@entrearchitect.com. And I can't wait for episode 100 and hear your voice on the Entree Architect podcast. This is the Entree Architect podcast, episode 96. Welcome back to the Entree Architect podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. We all work so hard at what we do. We spend hours meeting with potential clients, preparing proposals, and selling our services. And when we do finally get that job, we spend months developing the designs for our projects to be the very, very best they can be. They're built under our observation, and we provide construction administration services, I hope, to ensure a safe and healthy, complete project, and to ensure a happy client, leading us to more happy clients. So, if we spend all this time creating our art, should we not value it enough to document that art through professional photography? Too expensive, you say? Well, today on the Entree Architect podcast, I will share 15 reasons why hiring a professional architectural photographer is worth every penny. This episode of the Entree Architect podcast is sponsored by Arcasnapper, a great way to create and manage field reports. Learn more at entrearchitect.com/Arcasnapper. And FreshBooks, the easiest way to send invoices, manage expenses, and track your time. Learn more at FreshBooks.com/architect. So just this past week, I had the opportunity to spend a few days with my brother. My brother is my professional photographer. That's his job. You can find him at scottlepage.com to see some of the work that he's done. I spent Thursday and Friday with Scott shooting this year's completed projects. Scott's shot our architectural photography for the past several years. Scott's mostly a motorsports photographer. He travels all over the country shooting racing. But he also does architectural photography. You can check him out at scottlepage.com and see all of his work. But before I had access to Scott, I hired a different professional photographer. I see a value in photographing our work and hiring a professional photographer to do that. Early on, I did photograph my own work, and it was acceptable. You know, it wasn't great. It was not extraordinary, and it was not professional. It was clearly not professional. So architectural photography, for me, is an important part of several systems at Five Cat Studio, my architecture firm, including my marketing system and my sales system and my public relations system and my team building system. It's a very critical part of the overall package. And so it's not something that I see that I should leave to an amateur like myself. Certainly, you could shoot your own work. High-end SLR cameras are not that expensive anymore, and smartphones have incredible capability now. The new iPhone 6S has a 12-megapixel camera, one of the most advanced cameras on Earth and in our pocket. Pretty amazing. But as good as the available equipment is, and as good as the technology it is today, it's still worth hiring a professional photographer. You know, we don't ask people to design their own architecture, and we should not be asking. We should not be photographing our own work. We should leave it to a professional photographer. They have the skills that we don't have. They can portray our work in a way that we cannot portray. And today, I'm going to tell you why. I know it's not inexpensive, and I'm going to give you 15 reasons, that's 15 reasons why hiring a professional architectural photographer is worth every penny. And if I didn't have Scott, I know everybody's saying, well, you have your brother who shoots your photographs, you're not even paying for it. First of all, I am paying for it. And second of all, if I didn't have Scott, I would still be doing this. This is an important part of our process. So 15 reasons why hiring a professional architectural photographer is worth every penny. And so the first one is basically what I just said. Number one is a professional is better than you. So, I mean, if you want a great piece of architecture, you hire an architect, right? That's our argument with everybody who tries to design their own project. If you want a great piece of architecture, if you want a well-designed, well-built building, you hire an architect. So if you want great photos and you want photos that take your work to the next level, you hire a professional architectural photographer. So the first reason why you should hire a professional architectural photographer is that they're just better than you. That's it. They're better than you. So that's number one. Number two is professional photographs improve your online portfolio. They improve your website. You can use those photographs not only on your portfolio and on your website and improve the overall look of your website, but it's also great material to use during the sales process. When you're meeting with potential clients, you can have your iPad or your laptop and go through your photographs of your projects, and professional photography is going to make you look more professional. And so number two is architectural photographers will improve your online portfolio. Number three, social media. You can use those photographs on social media, and they will make you look better than you could make yourself look. So on Facebook, those photographs that you post on Facebook very will get you noticed. Instagram and Pinterest, especially House. On House.com, photographs, the entire platform with Instagram and Pinterest and House, but especially House, you are ranked by the quality of your photographs. You're actually, with House.com, you are required to have professional quality photographs. It's part of the agreement of posting on House.com. And so using professional photographs on your social media is another reason why hiring a professional photographer is worth every penny. Number four, your blog. Images improve the interaction and the storytelling that you're providing on your blog. Each time you post an article on your blog or a blog post or something that you've written, and you include professional photography of the work that you've completed, it helps build the story. It helps build the story of who your firm is and what type of architecture you do. And so it's very important to have quality photographs that you can use in your blog. So number four is use those photographs on your blog. Number five, of the 15 reasons to hire a professional photographer and why it's worth every penny, number five is use those photographs in your marketing materials. You can hand out postcards or brochures, physical materials when you're meeting with people. Those photographs that you use will, again, tell the story of who you are and what you do. And what I'm explaining here, these 15 ways, when you think about paying for a photographer, if you think about it just in terms of, okay, I'm going to get these pictures and it's going to cost thousands of dollars to do that. If you look at it in terms of these 15 reasons why paying for them is worth it, you can break it down among these 15 reasons. So number one, professional is better than you. Number two, you can use them in your online portfolio and during the sales process. Number three is you can use them for social media with House and Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest. Those are all photography platforms, and professional photographs will get you noticed. And so it's worth the money to have those professional photographs. Number four is the blog. Number five is marketing material. So number six is that you can use those professional photographs for project sheets. When you send your proposal, you can use those. You can develop a series of project sheets with some fantastic photographs of past work that you've done, describing the type of work that you've done and the style. And you can send those project sheets with your proposal that are customized to the project. And so if you're going for a small commercial space, a retail, a boutique-y space, you can show other projects that you've done using those photographs with project sheets. If you're doing a family room addition, you can do project sheets of other family room additions you've done. So you can send with your proposal two or three project sheets, which are photograph based. So people, when they open up the package for the proposal, not only do they get your proposal and how you get paid and how your process works, but they see other works that you've done and get a little story about that project and how that project was successful. So number six is project sheets. Number seven, this is an important one. Scouts, publication scouts, use photographs to pitch your projects to publishers. You can There are scouts. There are people out there who are looking for stories that they can promote to publishers. They get paid for bringing stories to publishers. If you bring your stories to those scouts with professional photographs, that then now they have a package of a story and a professional photography package that they can now pitch to the publishers, that you have a better chance of being published. So magazines like House and Garden and House Beautiful and Architectural Digest and Traditional Home, all of these magazines are there are scouts that talk to the people who have relationships with the people who do the publishing. And so it's a great way to build a relationship with a scout and to get your work published. Most likely those magazines will reshoot your projects unless those photographs are so amazing that and they fit the story that they're trying to tell. The projects that I've had, I've used those photographs with scouts to get our work published. And then when the magazine offers to publish the project, they typically send their own photographer and reshoot the project the way they want it shot. So number seven is use those photographs for with publication scouts. Number eight, you can have a monograph. We're living in a world where we can self-publish. Amazon.com will publish your own book. With a snap of the fingers, you can have your own monograph. You can photograph all of your work, tell a little bit of story about each one of your projects, format it in book format, which Amazon will help you do, and you could publish your own book. And that could be a piece of marketing material that you bring to your clients when you are pitching your services to a potential client. You could walk in with a book of your projects. You can sell that book on Amazon. So projects that you've done, you can create your own book. You know, maybe it's a book of kitchens that you've done and write it in a way that it's all about kitchens, but it's all your work. So you can create a self-published monograph with those same photographs that you have a professional photographer shoot. Let's take a quick break here to say thank you to Arcasnapper and FreshBooks for their support as platform sponsors of Entree Architect. Because as platform sponsors, these companies have provided funding and support for our overall mission to become an influential force in the profession of architecture. They recognize the need for small firms to build better businesses in order to be better architects, and I want to say thank you. ArcaSnapper is a simple tool for creating and managing field reports. With ArcaSnapper, architects draft field reports on site using their phone or tablet. ArcaSnapper is easy to use and it saves a lot of time. I put ArcaSnapper to the test myself, and I love it. Once I set it up and I understood all the features and how it works, it's become a part of my regular workflow at project meetings. I take notes, I shoot photos, I sketch my thoughts right on top of the photos, and it's all automatically uploaded to the cloud. Once I get back to the studio, I log in at my desktop, click a button, and my field report is ready to go. ArcaSnapper. Grow your business instead of struggling with field reports. If you want to learn more about ArcaSnapper and get a free 30-day trial, visit entrearchitect.com/ArcaSnapper. And FreshBooks. You've heard me over and over again say profit, then art. The systems are what make a difference in a well-functioning, profitable firm. Mastering some of the less creative tasks, like staying on top of our invoices and tracking our time, is a really crucial part of running our firms. And this is where FreshBooks, our friends and our platform sponsor, can help in a big way. FreshBooks is the amazingly simple invoicing solution perfectly suited for creative professionals who need to focus on their work and not their paperwork. Creating and sending invoices, tracking your time, and managing your expenses will become the easiest part of your day, and you'll probably end up wondering why you didn't start sooner. If you have questions, help is free forever. And you can always count on FreshBooks' award-winning support rock stars to go above and beyond whatever you need anytime. And I tested them myself. They answered my call on the first ring, and I had my issue resolved within minutes. It was beautiful. To try FreshBooks free for 30 days, just go to freshbooks.com/architect and enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Make sure that with many of these ideas that you have the license to do these things. So when a professional photographer shoots your work, they hold the copyright and they are giving you license to use those photographs in certain places in certain ways. And so if you want to use them for pitching to scouts or to publish your own monograph, make sure that you have the license to do that. So that's number 8, monograph, self-published monograph. Number 9, they make great client gifts. You can create a photo album of the photographs that you shoot of this specific project, put together a published photo album, not a scrapbook that you put together yourself, but there are companies that will produce professionally bound books of photos that you organize and create. I think Apple does it as well. And create a photo album that you can give to your clients as a gift. You can also do a framed print. So a large format framed print, maybe a 18 by 24 photograph of the project after it's finished. Would that not be an amazing client gift? So number 9 is use those photographs for a client gift. Number 10, design awards. That's no-brainer, right? So you spend all this money on photographs. Go get some awards with it. I've been on juries, okay? I've been on juries for design awards, and I can tell you one thing. Projects don't win awards. And this is a tweetable. Get ready. This is a tweetable. Projects don't win awards. Photos win awards. If you want to win a design award, you have to design some great architecture, but then you have to have some fantastic photographs. The photographs are what seduce jurors. And so you have to have amazing professional photography if you want to win design awards. So that's number 10, design awards. Number 11, archive for future use. Just a record of your work in a professional manner. So you have a collection of all of the work that you've done over time in an archive, not just, you know, the archive of your drawings and a record of all the things you've done, but an archive an archive of all of the projects that you've done in professional photography. That will not only be great for your own history of your own firm, but there'll be potentially uses for that archive in the future. Maybe in the future you'll write a book. Maybe in the future there'll be other books, other writers who are interested in writing about you as an architect, and you'll have an archive of professional photographs of all of the work that you've completed to date. So number 11 is archive for future use. And not just storage archive, but for future use. That's the key. Number 12, this is an important one. This is sort of the marketing side of things. Number 12, professional photography shows your clients you care. I know that sounds weird, right? But when you request to have your client's project professionally photographed, they are proud. They are proud that you are proud enough to hire somebody to come for a day and shoot their project. They are flattered by that. They are proud that you see the value in the work that you do. And it's a great way that encourages word of mouth. They'll tell their friends that their architect had their project professionally photographed. When those photos go up on the internet, it's a great way for them to see those photographs. You can invite the clients to see them on your website, and they'll start sharing them with friends. So show your clients you care is number 12. A great reason for hiring a professional architectural photographer. Number 13, professional photographs help tell your story. A great photo will tell your story. It's more than just a picture. It's a great photo when you look at it. You know, they say pictures say 1,000 words, or whatever that phrase is. It's great photos tell a story. So you and I, with our iPhones, we might be able to take a great looking picture, and we might be able to crop it in just the right way, and we can use filters to make the photo look amazing, but it may not tell a story. A professional photographer does more than take pictures. They tell stories. If you go on Scott's website at scottlepage.com, you will see how he tells stories in photographs. It's amazing. It's something that I can't do. I can take pictures. I can take, you know, a nicely cropped, nicely framed, nice angle photograph, and it will look nice, but it doesn't tell a story like Scott's photos do. So number 13 is that professional photographs tell a story. Number 14, we're getting here to the end. Number 14, professional photographs improve firm culture. That's why I said in the beginning that this is not only part of my sales systems and my marketing system, but my team building system. When we take professional photographs of the work that our team developed, they have pride in that. That makes them feel like they've done something, that they have been part of this process that has created this art that is worthy of photograph. And so number 14 is that professional photography improves firm culture. It's amazing how the act of getting the pictures and the photographs taken and having those photographs to be able to share with people that they want to share with, it shows a pride in their firm. It shows that they are proud of what they do. They are happy that you are proud of what you do. And so number 4, it improves, 14, it improves firm culture. Okay, so let's go through these one more time. We have one more reason, but I want to go through these so we have them all in order. Number 1 is that a professional is better than you, right? They're going to do a better job than you. You wouldn't hire a draftsman to design a piece of architecture. You should hire a professional photographer to shoot your photographs. Number 2, it improves your online portfolio. Number 3 is use them for social media. They'll get you recognized and noticed. Number 4 is you can use them in your blog to tell stories and improve interaction. Number 5 is they're great for marketing materials, for postcards and brochures and that kind of thing. Number 6 is that you can use them for project sheets and customize your proposal. Number 7 is use them with your scouts, with publication scouts to pitch to publishers. Number 8, self-published monographs. We have the technology. You can get your own book published with your own photographs, use them for promotion, as well as you can sell them on Amazon. Number 9 is great client gifts, photo albums, framed prints. Number 10, design awards. Projects don't win awards. Photos win awards. Number 11, archive for future use. You want to record all of your projects professionally, so in the future, you can use those photographs for whatever you want them to be, and they're a great document of the history of your firm. Number 12 is that it shows your clients that you care. Simple as that. It's that alone is worth every penny, that your clients see that you care about the project and they're going to refer you to other people. If you get one project because your client felt that you cared about their project enough to get it photographed, it's worth every penny, right? Number 13, great photos tell a story. Number 14, it improves firm culture. Number 15, it will confirm your dream. Professional photographs will confirm your dream. When you see your project, your art that you spent all of this time on and all of this effort and all of this pain to get here, to go through this process and to design and build a piece of architecture, and you get it photographed, and those photographs come to you, and you look at them, and you see them from the eyes of a professional photographer, it will confirm the dream of being an architect. It will remind you why you do what you do. It will make you happy to see your projects, your art, your architecture through the eyes of a professional photographer. It will confirm the dream. And that's number 15. And that are 15 reasons why hiring a professional architectural photographer is worth every penny. I encourage you to go to the show notes and leave a comment and tell me what your thoughts are about professional architectural photographers. And is it worth every penny? Go to entrearchitect.com/episode96. Leave your comments. I'd love to know what you think. you like this episode and you want to leave a review, please go to iTunes at entrearchitect.com/iTunes and just leave a rating or a review and let me know how I'm doing. I haven't seen too many reviews lately, so I know you probably don't hear this part anymore because I ask for it so often, but entrearchitect.com/iTunes, it does matter. It does. And if you want to subscribe, go to iTunes and subscribe because that helps even more than the review. Just click the little subscribe button. Make sure you're doing that. But even more important than that, share it. Share it with your friends. Share entrearchitect.com/episode96. That's the name and number and URL for this specific episode of the Entree Architect podcast. entrearchitect.com/episode96. Share tweet. Put it on Facebook. Share it with everybody you know. I appreciate it. And don't forget to send me your audio file and share what you know. I shared this idea last week and I received several great audio clips from the Entree Architect community. And now it's your turn to share what you know. Please do that. If you've received any value from the work that I've done here at Entree Architect, I ask you to pay it forward to your fellow small firm architects and answer this question. What is the one thing that you did this year to improve your business, your leadership, or your life? Record your answer to that and send it to support@entrearchitect.com. I appreciate you. I appreciate you for listening and for all the support and encouragement that I receive from the Entree Architect community. And now it's your turn. Please send me your thoughts and share what you know. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect, and I'll see you next week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.